Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking. To the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's going to try to make it eight.
Here comes the boom sound.
Hello, howdy, and welcome to another Lunch Hour Radio Show right here with Making 8 Radio Network. As we kick things off on a Wednesday morning, man, I'm telling you, we're halfway through the work week. Almost time to be out there at the rodeos this weekend, but there is a lot going on this week right now. Cheyenne Frontier Days is going on. Three PRCA rodeos going on in Utah right now as they wrap up their final day. And I know a lot of those top athletes are going to be heading over to Cheyenne for the final round. Boy, it's only going to get even more exciting as the weekend gets here and we get into more rodeo action. Oh, great time to be a cowboy, great time to be a cowgirl, and it is an even better time to be a rodeo fan. I hope that you fans that are tuning in today are just as excited about our show as we are. We have got some great topics to talk about here. We're going to cover a lot of things that are happening. Obviously, Cheyenne Frontier Days, the CBR Finals wrapped up last night. We're going to talk about that. We've also got a great guest lined up. He's a Washington State Cowboy. Some of you may never have heard of him. His name is Sean Best II. And if you haven't, stay tuned to our show. I think you're going to like him. He's a great guy, and we're going to have a chance to sit back and talk with him a little bit. So make sure to stay tuned. Also want to remind our listeners that our phone lines are open while we are live on air right now. If you want to give us a call, 646-915-9940. We've got a lot of topics that we'll be bringing up. If you guys want to voice your comments or your opinions on them, hey, feel free to pick up the phone and give us a call. We also have a live interaction chat room that's going on right now over on Blog Talk Radio. So if you click on the links and go to the Blog Talk Radio page for Making 8 Radio Network, scroll on down. Doesn't cost you anything. We are absolutely 100% free here on the Making 8 Radio Network. And, man, we'd love to have your conversation going on down there. You can also send us a tweet. We are on Twitter at Making 8. And not too hard to follow us there, man. Just post it. Give us a message. We would love to hear from you. We want to know what your thoughts are on some of these things that we're talking about here on today's show. Speaking of which, the PBR has going to the live internet streaming. They're going to be broadcasting a Touring Pro event coming up this next weekend. A week from this weekend, folks, their Touring Pro event going on in Big Sky, Montana will be broadcasted on a streaming pay-per-view event. So you guys can go to pbrnow.com and click on the links over there and get ready. They've got a great two-day package so you guys can sign up and watch all of the action going on in Big Sky, Montana. Really kind of leads you in the direction of going back to the Big Built 4 Tough Series following that the week after Tulsa. And we look to be there as well. Hopefully we'll get in the door, and man, I'm telling you, it should be a great deal. Tulsa is one of the first events where the Built For Test Series started. You know, it's a lot of history, a lot of tradition there in Tulsa. It's not the first, but it's certainly one of the first few events that were ever hosted there, and it's a long time running, brings in a great crowd. We were there actually 2 years ago and loved it. PBR Tulsa is certainly a great great event to be at. Speaking of PBR, one thing I want to talk about was watching on PBRnow.com. There was an article posted yesterday from J.W. Hart. J.W. Hart posted talking about the Touring Pro Division point system, which I think is a great deal. It certainly gives a lot of these guys that opportunity and that extra edge, as we've seen guys like Cody Nance make a really strong run. The title of it is "This is a Man's Sport," and I would certainly agree with him. I feel that it is a cowboy sport as well. And I mean, you know, the tradition of bull riding comes in from cowboys, and this is a cowboy sport. Always has been, and in my book, it always will be. And, you know, I see there's a lot of changes that are, well, I wouldn't say changes, but there's a lot of differences between a bull rider and a cowboy. So what are we? I mean, what are you as an athlete? Are you a bull rider as a bull riding athlete? Are you a bull rider or are you a cowboy? You know, and there's been a lot. I mean, you could go on either or, and really it's, you know, the translation or the impersonation that each person has. But I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. I think it was a absolutely fantastic article. I think that those guys that are sitting there in first and second place looking to get those extra little incentive points that maybe might be able to push them over that edge, guys like Cody Nance that are sitting up there in the standings and battling it out with Silvano Alves, hey, it is a great opportunity during these summer breaks to hit every Touring Pro event that you can. But you also, if you look at it from a business standpoint, which each one of these athletes, they're their own boss. I mean, they're running their business. So they have to make business decisions that they feel are in the best interest of themselves. And I know personally where I come from as my experience in bull riding, that if, you know, if you wanted to ride and you wanted to compete in bull riding, your ultimate goal was not to make millions of dollars, but to be a world champion. That's what every bull rider wants to be, is a world champion. And so with that, you have to make business decisions that you feel are going to be in the best interest. Now, after the fact and after the season is all said and done, sure, you could sit back in armchair quarterback and say, oh, well, I probably should have done this, or maybe I could have done this to help me. But, you know, it's like taking a re-ride. It's all in a matter of what you feel is happening right now. And there's a lot of cowboys out there that are feeling that they may have contention. They may have an opportunity to compete at, say, for instance, the Wrangler National Finals coming up, you know? And I think it's a great opportunity for any one of those cowboys to get out there, especially if they have these Touring Pro events and host with these PRCA rodeos that are going on, for instance, the Rodeo Salinas. Hey, if a bull rider sticks around that weekend and makes a little extra money and gets himself in a contention for a Wrangler National Final to be one of the top 15 bull riders, shoot, yeah, I'd take it, because you always have that opportunity to be that world champion. And, you know, we saw a lot of that this week, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of that later on in our show. After we get our guest on with us and we sit back and talk with him a little bit. But, man, you know, it certainly raises a lot of questions as to, you know, is it necessarily a bad decision to hold off, you know, some of these Touring Pros and maybe make some stretches? We saw Shane Proctor do it, won a world championship title while competing on a Built Ford Test Series level with the PBR. You know, is it something that can be done? Absolutely. You know, you got to look at what's in the best interest for you and your family and what you want to do in this business of rodeo, what you want to do in this business of being a professional bull rider. You've got to take a look and see, you know, and when you walk away from it, when it's all said and done, it's about the memories and living the dream that you had an opportunity to live. I mean, I personally, like I said, it doesn't matter. You know, if I was entered up in an event, my goal is to win. And if, you know, if I was riding in a particular association, my purpose for making the rank, to make the finals was to win. I wanted to win a world championship. It wasn't necessarily about winning the money that goes in my pocket. Of course, that is a must-have if you're going to carry on down the road. But my goal was always, and I think that any rodeo athlete, no matter what you're doing, is to win a world championship. You know, when you sign up to play football, you want to win a championship. When you sign up to play golf, you want to win a championship. You know, you don't just want to win an event. You want to win a championship. And, you know, so for me, I think that a lot of these guys are looking at it as to, hey, I mean, take a look at Jory Marcus. Jory Marcus, you know, has been to just about every touring pro event that's been posted out there. He pays two entry fees, enters twice. So those points go to it. He's 20th in the standings. At 20th place in the standings going into the PBR World Finals, is he going to win a world championship this year? Man, it is a long shot. If you're going into the 4-day event in 20th place, are you going to have that opportunity to make to get a world championship? But if you're in 15th place going into the Wrangler National Finals as a bull rider, mathematically, do you have a shot with the money that's won in 10 rounds? There's only a $30,000 difference, and the winner of the Wrangler National Finals wins $60,000. So if you're 15th in the standings within the PRCA to go to the Wrangler National Finals, so as a bull rider, if I'm a businessman or looking at it from a business, what's my goal is to win a world championship? You got to weigh those options. And I just, I mean, I, don't get me wrong, I think it's a fantastic article, and it certainly raises some eyebrows and makes people think, and maybe a lot of these bull riders will take a look at where they want to be strategically or mathematically or from a business standpoint, you know. But, you know, they're cowboys, and cowboys are going to live the dream as well. They're gonna win that world championship. That's their goal. That's every cowboy's goal. To win a world championship. I mean, you know, I just think that it certainly brings up a interesting set of conversations. We're going to be right back. We got phone lines open, folks, 646-915-9940. When we come back, we're going to have Sean Best II with us, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Making 8 Radio Network right here on making8radio.com and KWBY.
Give me 10 bulls and I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been.
I sleep in my truck and I drive through the rain. Getting down hard, that's why I came.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making 8 Rodeo Network. The best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words, cowboy up. KWBY.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs. To ride right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
All right, welcome back to the Let's Out Rodeo Show right here with Making8Rodeo.com as we are fired up on a Wednesday morning getting things right. And I got to say, we've got a cool guest on the line right now. We're talking with a professional bull rider, folks. Some of you may not recognize the name just yet, but hang tight. We're going to get him on the line right now. We're talking with Sean Best II. Sean, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, good, man, good. You're a Washington Cowboy, right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna get right down to it, man. What is it about Washington, man? I don't know. You don't hear a whole lot of Cowboys come from that area.
No, not really. There's a couple of us. There's me, Dakota Beck, and we're probably the few that really try to travel down the road quite a bit that I know of. And
right.
I have a couple buddies that, but most of them just like to stay home in this area.
Right. And sometimes it's a lot easier for guys, but it depends on what your goals are. So let me ask you, Sean, when did you first start getting into bull riding?
I've been in the bull riding my whole life. Like, I've always wanted to be a bull rider. That was my main goal ever since I was a little kid, was to be a world champion before I even knew what it stood for.
Right. Well, when did you actually go pro?
First time when I first turned pro, I tried going PRCA was I was like 19, and
okay,
only took about 2 rodeos to bill my permit. So,
well, good deal, and how many events as a bull rider do you try to make it to in a year?
I try to hit at least 75 events.
75 events. Wow. So that keeps you pretty busy going up and down those roads, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
And you were just in Fort Myers, Florida this past weekend?
Yeah.
Did you do any good down there?
No, I didn't go too good for me down there. Had a pretty rough run.
You know, and that's part of the sport, unfortunately, but it's something that you don't pull away from. I mean, you know, you have your ups, you have your downs, but regardless, I mean, it's in your blood, and it's not going anywhere, am I right?
Yes, sir. You got to take the good with the bad.
That's it. Well, how are you, right? I mean, health-wise, how are you?
Health-wise, well, that last run, I was one of my first runs watched. It was my first run back from, I tore a muscle, like, right above my groin, and it was a pretty bad tear. Like, it took about 3 weeks to where I could really even bend my leg. So, health-wise,
wow.
I'm still trying to bounce back.
Right. And before your injury or before you were dealing with that, how were you doing this year? Were you doing pretty good?
Oh, yeah. Before my injury, I was riding pretty good, felt pretty solid and confident. And actually, the day after I got hurt, I got on and was making a pretty good bull ride. And actually, I think that probably aggravated it worse and should have took that next day off, too.
Well, you know, unfortunately, in the business, you can always go back and armchair quarterback. We were just talking about that here at the beginning of our show, and say, oh, well, maybe I should have done or I could have done this differently, you know. But hey, you know, when you're living the dream, you know what I mean. You're kind of living for the moment, right?
Exactly. You just always think that what if, you know, what if I get a big score and pull a big check.
That's right. It sure could go either way. Well, let me ask you something, Sean. What would you say out of the time that you've spent being on the pro level, what would you say your biggest accomplishment has been in bull riding?
Well, my biggest accomplishment was probably winning the INFR World Championship. That was a pretty big deal.
And when did you do that?
In 2011.
Okay. All right. So you've spent a lot of time traveling up and down the roads, and those, you know, you would say winning the IFR would probably be your greatest accomplishment.
Yeah, I've won numerous pro rodeos. around, but that was probably just because it's a gold buckle, and
sure,
that's just one step closer to, you know, making it big into PBR and whatnot.
So, you know, and that really brings up a great point, Sean. That's one thing that we were talking about at the beginning of our show. Now, there was an article posted on the PBR website about a lot of these guys that are entered up and have made it on the Built Ford Tough Series are not competing in a lot of these touring pro events through the summer. Now, for me, I always knew that, you know, I mean, if I was going to chase that dream of being a bull rider, which I did for a short time, and unfortunately it was a shorter career than what I'd wanted, but my goal was to win a gold buckle, you know, was to win that world championship. And you want to win it at every level. You know, when you first started out and you accomplished that goal of winning the IFR, winning that gold buckle as IPRA world champion, now you want to take that to another level. You want to move that up. And really, there's only two other ones that you're going to have a chance at, and that would be a PRCA and a PBR world championship buckle. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, although you need the money to be able to carry down the road and head to these next rodeos and pay your entry fees and you know, take care of your health and do what you need to do, support your family or whatever you have, it's more important for you in the sport to win a world championship buckle. Am I right? I mean, that's
yes,
the goal of a bull rider. Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, because we're trying to. Yeah, I mean, we're trying to get clarification on that. You know, I mean, I would just say that, you know, from a business standpoint, you know, you have to make those business decisions. You accomplish that goal of winning that world champion buckle within the IPRA, and now you're looking to advance that and win a bigger world champion buckle. I wouldn't say the buckle's bigger, but it's certainly the association that you're riding for and the prestige that comes with a world champion buckle within the PRCA or the PBR is certainly a lot bigger. So, I mean, that helps clarify, and I appreciate that. I mean, that helps make a lot of sense into what we were talking about earlier here at the beginning of the show, that as a bull rider, I mean, your goal, you know, it's chasing those dreams and getting the money to carry your debt down the road to help accomplish that goal of winning those gold buckles, man. And, well, congratulations on that for starters, and you're pretty well off to a good start from what I understand, as long as you can stay healthy. To advancing up to those next levels, right?
Yes, sir. I've been doing pretty good before I got hurt. Been making some pretty good scores, and especially since it's on a point system now instead of money won, it's a lot better for guys that ride a little more consistent and
right.
Get those events.
Yeah,
instead of
absolutely.
Like going through and winning one big one.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Well, what are your goals? What are your goals for this year? I mean, you know, we're midway through the season now. What would you say that your goals are to finish out the season?
My goals would most likely be to just win my last event that I'm going to, and hopefully get a spot on the Built Ford Tough and make it to the PBR finals. That's probably my biggest goal right now, is to make it to the PBR World Finals.
All right. Well, good deal. I mean, it's certainly, I mean, there's, you know, there's so many bull riders out there, and the competition is so big. What events are you looking to head to next?
I'm going to try to head to Idaho Falls, Missoula, and Haley, Idaho.
And when are those coming up?
Here in the next week.
Okay.
I think next week, and like I think might be the weekend after or middle of next week.
Right.
I gotta check that actually.
Yeah, I know what it's like. I know that you certainly can get mixed up in the schedules and bull riders. Hey, you probably got it written down just on a scrap piece of paper somewhere or an old bill, right?
Yeah, it's written down. I got the date written down. I don't got the day.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, I mean, as a bull rider and as a professional bull rider, you know, one of the big things that help you is sponsors and helps carry you guys down the road to the next rodeo event. Talk to us about some of the sponsors. Do you have any sponsors?
Yes, sir. I got two current sponsors right now. Phoenix Enterprises out of Pendleton, Oregon is one of my main sponsors, and MHA Nation out of North Dakota, they sponsor me too. They just started recently sponsoring me since Bismarck PBR.
Okay. So you actually, I mean, you're still picking up sponsors to help carry you, and what's it like for you to be able to kind of ride for a brand, you know, to kind of have some logos out there? I mean, does that make you feel good to be able to kind of represent other people as well while you're out there on the road?
Yeah, it actually, I feel like for me, it gives me more confidence that, you know, I have somebody out there that actually, you know, wants to support me and, you know, believes that, you know, I have what it takes to make it to the next level or, you know, be at the top, because they're willing to back me to get there. So it means a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let me ask you something. When you're not out traveling the road, which of course is few and far between as a professional bull rider, but what are some things you like to do when you're back at the ranch or you're sitting back home up in Washington, or you get a little bit of time off in between rodeos and bull riding?
Well, right now as we speak, I'm down here at the river just watching some salmon swim by, getting ready to try to pull some out of the water.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Well, good deal. So you're out salmon fishing, huh?
Yes, sir.
You know,
what?
You know, I was just going to say, I love the fish, but I don't eat it. So I always have to go with someone that'll eat the fish. I'll catch them all day long. That's why I like the bass fish, because it's catch and release, you know. But, well, shoot, I bet you the fishing's pretty good up there in Washington, isn't it?
Yeah, it is pretty good, especially in the spot where we are. It's like just right below the Chief Joseph Dam, and it's where the salmon will swim up, and you can watch them swim by in schools of like 20 or 30 and drop your hook in the water and try to pull one out.
Wow. Interesting. Well, let me ask you, Sean, too. You know, I don't want to hold you up and certainly don't want to take away from the fishing, man, because when it's good, it's good, and you don't want to miss out on a chance to hit some of those fish as they swim by. But if you couldn't be a bull rider in the sport of rodeo, would you be doing anything else?
Yeah, I'd probably try to be a stock contractor or anything I could. Rodeo, that's what I grew up in, and that's pretty much what I know best.
Yeah.
So I'll try to figure out some way to be a part of it.
If you had to take your pick, like out of the other events that are going on in rodeo, would you have one that stood out? Would you become a timey? Would you go out there to the tie down roping or team roping, or would you stay with the rough stock and do something like saddle bronc or bareback?
I'd probably try to stay with the rough stock, and I've never really been too fond of bucking horses, but my dad, he rode all three rough stock events. So I think that's probably where I'd try to go, bareback, saddle bronc.
Okay. So you wouldn't do barrel racing, right?
What did you say?
I said you wouldn't do barrel racing, right?
No, I would not do barrel racing.
Okay. I'm just checking, you know. But no, we're just trying to have a little fun with you here on a Wednesday show, man. I do appreciate you calling in, buddy, and shoot, man, I know you got a long road ahead of you, and hopefully you'll stay healthy enough through the remainder of the season. You know, I mean, obviously that's a big goal, but you got a lot of events here coming up, man, and want to wish you the best of luck in them.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Now you're also pretty big on Facebook or Twitter too, right?
Yes, sir.
So if our listeners want to kind of, okay, what's your Twitter name?
My Twitter is at Sean Best the second, and Sean is S-H-A-W-N.
Okay.
And Facebook's the same thing, Sean Best the second on Facebook.
Okay. Well, good deal, man. And hopefully some of our listeners may kind of want to tag along with you and find out how you're doing out there on the road. And you definitely got to keep us posted, man. We'll be kind of watching you and kind of seeing some of your name pop back there back and forth over the last couple of years. And we're glad to see that you're advancing and working hard at it, man. And it's great to have some sponsors in your back pocket. And sounds like you're doing things right.
Yes, sir. Usually between fishing and whatnot, I'm at the gym 4 days a week, too, or I try to be anyway.
Well, training is such a hard, it's such a valuable part of it, man. If you're not training, boy, and really, honestly, I mean, even when I'm out there fishing, a lot of times, you try to grab something around, or you're always mentally going over the bulls you may have coming up the next week. You know, that type of thing is so important.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what. Right, and right after we go fishing, I got probably about 10 head of bulls I'm going to get on here this evening.
You bet, man. Well, listen, stay healthy, and we're going to let you get down into the fishing hole, man, and good luck with that today. I know that there is nothing better than when, things aren't quite going your way. Sometimes you just need to back away from it a little bit. Spend some time out there in the water dropping a line, man. That's good times.
Yes, sir.
Going over the middle game. But, yeah, Sean, definitely best of luck to you, man. Stay in touch with us. Let us know how things are going.
All right. Yeah, I will. I will.
All right. Thanks for joining us today, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, guys. That was Sean Best the second. Like you said, if you guys want to follow along with him, kind of see how things are going up and down the road for Sean, you guys can follow him on Twitter or Facebook. Just go to Sean Best the second. That's Sean Best II, I believe is how it's actually out there, and Sean is S-H-A-W-N. So you guys make sure to follow along with him. Great young cowboy, got a lot of potential. Like you said, he's already accomplished that goal of winning a gold buckle in the IPRA. Now he's looking to take it up to another level. He wants to get out there and start making things happen, and he's doing really well starting off this season, kind of battling those bumps and bruises, like every bull rider does out there. But, it's part of the game, and these guys understand the business, know how it's done. But his goal is to set out there and win him some more buckles, win him some more gold buckles. And there's just nothing better than that. So I want to thank Sean for joining us here today. Fans, we're going to take another short break. When we come back, we got a lot more rodeo to talk about right here on your Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Wednesday afternoon. Stay tuned.
This is pro angler Jay Brainerd, and when I'm on the water, I'm listening to KWBY, Cowboy Capital Cowboy Radio.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making A Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Make an 8 Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakeAnEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys.
Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Today, I don't need your empty promises, and I don't need your change. I can see right through you, man. I know all your games. You better leave well enough alone. You don't know nothing about Texas strong. You better get up. Texas strong. Don't talk to me with your forked tongue and honey-covered lips. Don't touch me with that fire flowing from your fingertips. Don't stare at me with your eyes so deep, all is cold and black. You'll take me to a place where there ain't no coming back. You better leave well enough.
Hey, this is Sam Riggs of Sam Riggs and the Night People, and you're listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
All right, welcome back to the One Shot Rodeo Show right here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network as we are kicking things off on a Wednesday. Just got done talking with Sean Best II. Man, I'll tell you, what a great kid. A lot of talent that guy has, and I look forward to watching him down the road. So, getting down to it, Cheyenne Frontier Days is going on right now. It's going to wrap up on Sunday. And, you know, there's as a rodeo cowboy or cowgirl, you know, one of the biggest events that you want to be able to walk away from and say that you had the opportunity to win would be the Cheyenne Frontier Days. And not only, you know, win, but just to be able to be there and compete. I mean, that's the daddy of them all. And they don't call it that for no reason. I mean, it is a big one. And looks like right now the bareback riding, your leader is Chase Erickson with 169 points on two head. Casey Fields is behind him in second with 168. So there's only 1 point difference, you know, between those two guys. But right now it looks like Chase is leading the way in the bareback riding. In the steer wrestling, it's Matt Massal that's leading it with a time of 16.5 seconds on two head. We're also got a few other guys that are down there that, you know, like I said, we're getting into the 17.9 seconds when we're getting in second place with Tony Larson. So, you know, right now Matt's got a pretty good lead and hope, you know, we'll see if he can hang on to that there coming into it. In the saddle bronc riding, he's actually got a tie for the average right now with Tyrell Smith and Bradley Harder with 167 points on two heads. And then Cody DeMoss is in third with 162. So the time for the tie-down roping, your average leader is Jesse Clark with 24.5 on two head. And going down the road, we got Shane Hanchey right now that's actually sitting in seventh. And there's not much time that separates first and seventh place. So we'll see what that's going to do in the tie-down roping, if that average is going to hold out, you know. But there's still a lot of rodeo left in the barrel racing. Christy Laughlin is leading it with 34.70 seconds on two runs. So we'll see what she can do here and see if that's gonna hold on to things. In the steer wrestling, it looks like Mike Chase is leading it steer roping. And then in the bull riding. Now, the bull riding is obviously everybody's favorite, and here's a guy. We actually talked with this guy a couple different times. We're talking with Bobby Welsh, and Bobby Welsh is looking really good right now. He's 159 points on two head. And see, here's the thing. If you guys are going to ProRodeo.com and checking the standings, you're seeing there's a lot of changes that are made. After right now, it looks like J.W. Harris is leading the bull riding standings, and that matchup is going to go back and forth. Cody Teal is up there. Man, there are so many guys that are making that run and are in contention. Like I said, you know, we talked about it earlier in the show, the top 15, the 15 guys that show up in Vegas in December at the Wrangler National Finals, I think all of them are going to have a bidding chance mathematically to win a world champion buckle, which is the ultimate goal of any bull riding athlete. I mean, I think that if you're gonna compete in this sport and endure the pain and the heartache of traveling the roads, hopping in the trucks, or, you know, traveling down the road with your buddies all year long, your goal at the end is to stand there in front, hold that world champion buckle. The money and all that is great to have. It's what helps carry you down the road. But the bottom line is, if you're gonna compete, you know, with the best, you want to be the best. And that's what every cowboy's dream is. And, you know, from a business standpoint, you have to look at strategically what's in the best option for you. And I think a lot of these cowboys are doing that by, you know, competing in these events and having these contentions to be those world champions that they desire to be. And like I said, I don't know of a cowboy yet that doesn't have that desire to hold that buckle high up in the air and say, yes, this year I am the world champion. And to have your name put next to every statistic that says for that year you are the world champion. But, man, that race is going to get so hot there in Las Vegas there at the Wrangler National Finals. It's going to be exciting. And like I said, I think any one of those 15 competitors that will be there will all mathematically have a fair shot at being crowned a world champion. So we're going to have to find out how all 10 rounds unfold there in December. But before we get to it, we still got a lot of rodeo in between. So there's going to be a lot of events that are taking place. The Built Ford Tough Series picks up next month. Guys will be getting back in the swing of things to hit the PBR finals in October. So there's going to be a lot of different things that are happening out there that are going to shake things up. Talking about world champions, we had one that was crowned last night, Cheyenne, Wyoming, CBR World Finals. And, you know, we talked about it earlier in this week. Cole Eccles and Cooper Davis were both battling it out. Now, I did not realize until today that Cooper Davis and Cole Eccles were actually traveling partners. And they have spent the entire season there with the CBR hitting these events, traveling up and down the roads together, feeding off each other. Now, they say in order to be successful, you have to surround yourself with successful people. Well, I think for those two guys, you're looking at two of the best. And, you know, Gary Lafue talks about his world championships and being successful and traveling down the road with Donnie Gay and Pete Gay. Well, you know, I think a lot of that still pertains today. That's one statistic. That's one thing that will not change. If you have that desire to be a crown of the world champion, you travel together, you feed off each other, and you win together. Well, here's the thing, and this was something that was really interesting. Now, Cole Reichel won the world champion buckle. He's the one that carries that crown of the 2013 CBR world champion, and he'll take that away with him. He'll take that gold buckle out of Cheyenne. But when it comes down to money, now he spent all year traveling with Cooper Davis, who's battled it out with him, came down to Cheyenne, who was going to compete, who was going to do well and who wasn't. Unfortunately, Cooper Davis struggled in the first round, which potentially took him out of contention there to become a world champion this year. But, you know, they fed off each other. They relied upon each other. Cole Eccles split the money with him. So for Cole, it wasn't about the money. It was about that crown and being crowned that mattered to him. He took that money and split the money as world champion with his traveling partner, Cooper Davis, who finished right behind him. And I just thought that was really interesting, and I think that really puts an exclamation point on what a lot of these guys are out doing. Is it the best business decision for Cole Eccles to take that money and give it away, especially if he were to have a family, you know, or something like that? Maybe not. But he also realized this was a guy that helped carry him to the Wrangler or to the CBR finals there in Cheyenne, you know? So he felt that it was only deserving that Cooper Davis take that money and split it with him. Wow. You talk about an upstanding type of guy. And Cole Eccles is also in the standings for the regular national finals. So we could very well see him in Las Vegas there in December. So I look forward to that. And you know, that would be a pretty prestigious award to walk away from as the CBR world champion as well as a potential PRCA world champion. Interesting concept. We'll see how it unfolds. But a couple other guys that did really well up there, Wesley Silcox did well, actually winning the CBR finals up there in Cheyenne, had a 93.5 point ride last night, which put him a half a point ahead of J.W. Harris for the CBR finals win. And that was a big paycheck he pulled out of there. So I believe it was somewhere in upwards of $40,000 that he won for this weekend up there, the two-day event up there in Cheyenne Frontier Days. So congratulations to Wesley as well as J.W. Harris. Now, J.W. Harris is also competing at the Cheyenne Frontier Days, doing really well. I think we could see him, like I said, you know, if you look at the standings here, it's gonna bounce back and forth as the rodeos are sort of spacing out. There's still many, many rodeos to hit, but in order to get that prize money, in order to get the money earned, to get yourself into Las Vegas there at the end of the season, you know, you're going to have to hit as many of them as you can. J.W. Harris is doing a very good job at that, and he's winning at these events. He's placing in money, and that's what you need in order to get yourself to Las Vegas. And so we'll see how that unfolds. But, man, that heat is going to be great. And it's not just in the bull riding, folks. If you guys follow along with the PRCA, check their standings. You're going to find a lot of other things going on there. But, man, I just can't wait to see what happens the rest of the week here in Cheyenne as we follow along with those guys. I can't wait to see what happens with the Touring Pro events that will be going on this weekend. There's actually several of them that will be happening here this weekend, and I know that a lot of the folks will have an opportunity to get out and go watch a lot of the top-ranked Cowboys battle it out up there before they get set to get back into the Built Four Tough Series. But, man, you know, like I said, a lot of interesting topics here that we've talked about, and we're going to continue to talk about them all week long. Now, we've got another great guest coming on our show tomorrow, fans. If you guys are a fan of bull riding or been following rodeo or bull riding for any period of time, you would know the name Frost. And I'm just going to give you a hint. That's what we're looking at as far as our guest on our show tomorrow. He carries the last name of Frost. So, going to be an interesting show, fans. Hopefully you guys will stay tuned with us And, man, it only gets better from here, fans, as we get things wound up here on our Lunch Hour Radio shows. So glad that we had an opportunity to sit back with you guys for the last hour and talk about what's happening in the rodeo world. Glad that we had an opportunity to sit back with Sean Best II as well. Now, I told you that we would leave you, as always, with some great cowboy logic. And, man, you know, we have got some good stuff today. I'm going to go back to a good friend of mine. Now, this is actually courtesy of KWBY. Our cowboy logic, though, is actually a quote from Wayne Gretzky. And it says, to be a good hockey player, or a good hockey player goes to where the puck is. A great hockey player goes to where the puck is going to be. And, you know, man, I'm telling you, we're always looking to stay one step ahead of the game. And, fans, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to do that. But I just enjoy so much talking about rodeo. It's my passion. It's what we live for. To be able to sit back and do what we do here day in and day out, give you fans the most coverage of rodeo. And we've been doing it for the last 4 years. Is something that nobody will be able to take away. We absolutely love it. We're always looking to stay a step ahead of the game, including ourselves. We're always staying one step in front of the other. We've got some great guests lined up for next week. We're already booking shows, so make sure to stay tuned every Monday through Friday, 11 o'clock Central Time. And don't forget about our weekend rodeo reports that air Sunday night, 9 o'clock Central Time. You can find them all on making8rodeo.com. So until tomorrow, fans, we hope that you carry on, have yourself a great Wednesday, and we will see you down the rodeo trail.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to making8rodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at making8rodeo.com. Get a grip.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money. I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride. Still, I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along. Sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down, and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine, and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.